You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Today's episode is Cooking Your Way Through Growth. And today's recipe is Drunken Mussels.
Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about what is growth, what's your personal definition of it, and are you growing in your personal or professional life? Or maybe you aren't. We're also going to go over one of my favorite recipes ever, which is mussels, and talk about how it ties into me visiting Canada on my world cruise, but also coming from Belgium.
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Cooking Way Through Life with me, Chef Hollywood. Today we are back with another episode and talking about the food or some of the recipes that I ran into while I was doing this world cruise I was doing earlier this year, but also jumping into growth. It's one of my favorite things to talk about with my friends, my therapists, people that I talk to, because I always feel like the saying that you change is always looked at, or not always, but most of the time looked at as negative. But I feel like we should be changing. Like, if I knew you 20 years ago and you don't feel like I've changed, I feel like I kind of failed. Like, yeah, I should be growing a little bit. So I just want to touch on, like, what is growth and what does it look like to you? Because your growth is probably different from my growth and different from the next person. So just figuring out your own growth and understanding that no matter what, you're growing the way you want to grow within what your definition of growth is. And today we're going to also talk about one of my favorite things to eat in the world, which are mussels. And this one is kind of a unique tie-in. I kind of said it in the intro, but this mussel dish is pretty much the national dish of Belgium, or a variation of it. You guys know I always do my own twist, but I also thought about this because I went to Prince Edward Islands and a little bit of Canada on this trip. And so I had so many mussels there and moules frites, mussels and French fries. But the crazy thing is that even though Prince Edward Island is known for mussels, I mean, that's where a lot of us get our mussels from in America, especially the mussel dish that I cook a lot is really derived from the Belgium version of mussels and them using cream and really adding that dairy or that creaminess aspect to it. So that's what we're going to pretty much do today. All right. Before we get into that, I'm already getting hungry. Just thinking about it. I love mussels, guys. I don't know. Like, it's one of my favorite things. We're going to talk about growth. So I was mentioning earlier in the intro and in the start of this is that sometimes we grow within our personal life. Sometimes we grow within our professional life. And sometimes we just grow, you know, mentally or spiritually. I just think that as long as you're growing at your pace, then you're doing good. I feel like the only way you can kind of fail at life is that if you're not growing. And I think sometimes people get that confused with never being satisfied. I am, for one, because of a lot of things that happened to me in my life, I feel like I am a person that appreciates every day. Like, I look towards the future. I try to set my future up. I'm definitely always doing things to plan. but I definitely like to live in the moment and live in the day and appreciate the day. And I think sometimes when people think about growth and, you know, getting better at stuff, then it's just like it's coming from a place of never satisfied or always reaching for something else. And I don't think it always has to be that way. I think there's a negative connotation or a negative way to look at it. I look at it as I'm a better person today than I was yesterday. And that's just going to happen. It's not anything I'm reaching for. It's not anything I'm trying to strive for and ignore today. It's just I take in everything that's happening today and I apply it to tomorrow. And I just keep growing, you know, in that aspect. But I think when we break it down to like your personal idea of growth, then it comes down to how you look at it within your life, right? Like for professional, I think it's an easy way to map it, because if you join a company and your sights are set on this particular position and you start at a position that's two positions lower, then your growth pattern, you're going to judge it off of getting to that position that you want. So if you start in an intro position, I'll just take Chef World because that's what I know the most about. So say you start on a cruise ship, usually start as an assistant cook. Then you move up to cook one or cook two, depending on the company. Then you move up to sous chef. Then you move up to executive sous chef. And then you move up to executive chef. Now, that's always also depending on the cruise company or whatever. But just throwing some of the titles out there, like how you move up. So, of course, if you come in the first year as an assistant cook and you leave out the first year and you already moved up to sous chef, you would feel like you've grown because you have grown professionally. And you've grown because you have a different title, you have a raise, you have like you've been promoted. So your growth has been measured by that. Now, on the opposite side of that, if I come in the same year with you and we both started as assistant cooks and next year you're a sous chef and I'm still an assistant cook or a cook one, then I also grew. But I think this ties into what sometimes talking about growth can be looked at as negative, because my path and your path are different. We both grew, but in our own ways and in our own pace. And when you start comparing your life to somebody else's, that's when the bad feelings and all the negative energy comes in, right? Because you shouldn't be comparing your life to anybody else's life in that way, because you live your own life. You have your own path. Your growth rate is your growth rate, you know? So I think, you know, comparison is the thief of joy, I believe what it says. Don't quote me. But you shouldn't compare, because that's like the, I think it is, it's the thief of joy. Like your joy gets stolen when you start comparing your life to others. But that's growth. You know, like you just have to figure out what you want and how you want to grow it. I think when it comes to professional, as I mentioned, like that's the easier way to look at it. When it comes to personal, it's a little harder because, and also this can be seen as professional too, because sometimes your pattern or your route, I would say, or your journey is not always forward every single day. You know, if you take a route to get to a new place in a car, you might not be a straight path. There's a couple turns, it might be a U-turn, you know, but you're going to get there. And I think in life that happens too. Like you might hit a snag in your professional life. So you might not grow as fast as you thought you were going to go. You know, you might have a demotion because you go to a different company because you trade, you know, you have to change out. In our personal life, when this happens, I think it's looked at more of a failure. And I have somebody in my life who keeps pointing out to me that because things don't work out, you didn't fail. But I am very hard on myself on like winning, and you know, I'm a little competitive. So I do try. I understand it, but I do think about it. Like if I failed a relationship or the relationship didn't work, then I feel like I failed. And sometimes that is just part of your journey to grow. Sometimes people are put into your life not to be in your life forever romantically, but to help you grow into the person that you're supposed to be. And it's easier to say that and understand it when you're on the other side. But I think when you're going through it, it's a little harder, right? You know, like, and I think sometimes too, because when it's a job, it's like, it's a job. You know, you sign up for this job. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do, blah, blah. When it's a person, when it's professional, I mean, when it's personal, it's a little different because you meet somebody, you fall in love, you think this is your person. And then sometimes, you know, like we meet people and like it, you can feel it. Like you feel that this person is different from every other person that you ever met. And if that doesn't work out, because that's a new feeling and a new way that you never felt, it's devastating, right? You can destroy somebody like with that not working out. But I think the growth of it is how you take that and who you become on the other side. At the end of the day, we want things to work out. We want things to be great. Like you meet somebody, you fall in love, you want to make that work. But if it doesn't, you have to keep going with your life. And so now who are you going to be and what is that going to look like? And I think if you take the good things that happen in that relationship and also some of the bad things and remember them and like adjust, then you grow into a better person for the next person and for you. And at the end of the day, it's really for you, because a lot of times growth in your personal life is really easy to identify if you notice that you're moving differently. If your past five girlfriends or boyfriends were doing the same exact thing and you were doing the same exact thing and you've been falling to the same pattern, then you really haven't grown since those past four, at least, boyfriends or girlfriends, right? But if you go into your next relationship, understanding that that's not the person I want to be, that's not the person I am, that's not the person I'm looking for, you've already grown. Like, you've already leveled up. I think it's just because of the fact that, unlike at work, you're not getting a pat on the back and a new office and a new salary. It does not feel like it, but you really are. You really are growing every single time. All right, before we get too much into that, we already jumped in a lot. Let's jump into today's recipe. Now, mussels are very, very fast and very easy to cook. So one of the things I want to talk to you about first and foremost are the do's and don'ts of mussels. You probably heard this 20,000 times. I feel like every single chef says this over and over again, but I don't care because I feel like it's one of those things you need to hear, you need to remember, you need to understand, because if you've ever been sick from food, it's already bad. If you've ever been sick from seafood, you want to die. So I'm just always that person be like, hey, just make sure. Mussels are super delicious. I love them, but bad mussels, and you probably won't ever eat it again. So the thing about mussels is if you're buying your own mussels, you are buying your mussels live. When you buy them in the grocery store, then even if they're on ice at your local grocery store in the fish department, they are alive and they are usually asleep. So you can buy them frozen, like in the box, I think sometimes at some grocery stores, but those are cooked and frozen. But when you buy them at you're on the East Coast at your Publix or at your Whole Foods, you are buying them. They are actually alive, and you want that. You want live mussels, because if you buy dead mussels, you are going to feel horrible. Now, the other thing about mussels that you always see, and one thing we always say is, you want to cook your mussels, and you want to make sure they are closed. When they're closed, they are alive. If they're open, that means they are dead, and we do not cook dead mussels. So if they're alive and closed, that's the ones we want to use. If they're open and dead, we want to throw them out, discard them. And so those are just the things you want to remember no matter what. Cleaning your mussels, taking the beard off is a whole nother thing. I feel like that's easier to show you visually. So check out the YouTube channel. Be coming very soon. And I mean, by the time you hear this, go ahead and start gearing up. By the end of next month, we're going to be live. But yeah, I feel like that's one of the things I'm definitely going to show you on the channel, because you definitely, it's easier to see. But you just clean off your mussels, make sure they are closed, and you're ready to go. Now, after that, we figure out what are we making or what are we putting inside these mussels. So As I mentioned, this is the one of the I feel like it's the national dish of Belgium. It's been said a lot, but in Belgium, they do this a lot. And it's a creamier version of the mussels than you might find in, let's say, Canada or even sometimes in France, even though they love cream. But what happens is we usually use white wine or broth to steam mussels. And once you're steaming them, they open, they release the juices, it gives it its natural saltiness. And then you eat the mussels and you can cook that down and have like a thicker sauce or have a thinner sauce, more like a wine sauce, really wine forward. In Belgium, what they do is they add cream to it or a creamy product, and then it actually becomes like an even richer sauce. You can serve with bread or French fries, my personal favorite. Do that a lot in Canada as well as Belgium. But either way, what we're doing today is one of my favorite versions, which is a drunken creamy mussel. So, of course, white wine. Or
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For beer. And today I want to use some apple cider. So, couple things here. We want to use a pan or a wok even. I like the wok aspect, but a pan is really good that you can heat up. So I actually use a stainless steel pan, like a non-stick pan for this, because of the fact that we are going to create a little fond, F-O-N-D, on the bottom of the pan and then have that in our sauce. So what I like to do is take thick cut bacon, or if you have some, thick cut bacon is what we want to use. And we want to put that into a cold pan and start rendering it down. So I'm going to cut the bacon up into small little pieces, render down that fat. And that's going to be my oil or my fat today. But I'm also getting the bacon that's going to be crispy, but then it's also giving me flavor inside. We start in a cold pan because we do want to render that fat down. As soon as that bacon becomes a little crispy, then we're good to go. And then we're going to start adding in our aromatics. So my aromatics today are going to be onions and garlic. So I'm using some red onions here, or you can use white onions. That's okay. But I want to cut those down into small dice. And then I just want to use some grated garlic. Now, since I'm using grated garlic, and you know garlic will burn a little bit, I'm putting the onions in first. Mixing those in with the bacon and the fat, making sure it's all coated. And I want to get that a little bit tender, or what we say, to translucent stage. So I'm going to add a little bit of salt. So you just want to add a little bit of kosher salt inside. And then you're just going to pull the moisture out by adding the salt in so that my onions can basically get a little softer, turn translucent. After about 2 minutes max, it does not take long. Then we're going to add in that garlic. Once the garlic goes in, you understand what the word aromatic means. You can smell it. So once you smell that garlic, which will take about 10 to 15 seconds, you're good. So add that bacon. We have the onions. We have the garlic. This is the base of our sauce that we're going to have for later. Because if your sauce has no flavor, there's no reason for the sauce. So this is going to be all for our sauce. We know we're making mussels, so the mussels are going to be delicious. We're just making sure the sauce is now delicious. So once this is all good, next you want to add in your mussels. So let's go ahead and add in the mussels now. Give it a quick stir. And then I actually like to cook the mussels in this for about 2 minutes before I add my liquid to start the steaming process. And I do this because of the fact that I like for the mussels to kind of get a little bit of heat and start heating up a little bit before I add the steam, so that when they release their liquids and the juices on the inside, it just kind of comes together all at once. So since that process is only going to take a little bit or a little time, let's jump back into today's topic before we add in our alcohol, because it's drunken, creamy drunken mussels. So today's topic is talking about growth. We touched on personal and professional growth, but I also want to talk about what happens if you feel like you're not growing. Like, if you don't feel like you've had any growth, then do you look at that as a negative, or do you feel like you reach your final phase? Like, this is my final form for my Dragon Ball Z fans. I just want to talk about, like, that's also okay to get to the point in certain aspects where you don't need to keep growing. That's what I think that's one of the things too, especially in your professional life. I feel like this is for both, but professionally, sometimes society makes you feel bad for not wanting to grow any further in your field that you're in, at the job that you're at. It's always like, enough is never enough. And I always say, like, that is the slogan for a lot of people. They don't even realize it. Sometimes you have to realize that, like, that's what you strive for. That's what you, like, did, what you worked for. And that's what you want, and be happy in the moment. You know, like, if your goal is to be X at whatever job or company or as an entrepreneur, and you reach that, it is perfectly okay for you to be happy and, like, thrive in that. I feel like growth is looked at as something that we all achieve, we all aspire to do, which is true, but you also have a goal that you want to meet. So never feel bad or down, or, you know, never feel any kind of way that you are at a certain spot and you're not, quote unquote, anywhere else, and you're not striving to do anything else, because that's what you work for, you know? And I think that's the same thing about personal life too. I think it's easier to say it's in personal life sometimes, because I feel like in personal life and dating, the goal is usually marriage and kids, right? You might not want kids. You might not want to be married. So if you don't achieve kids in marriage, did you fail? No. But if your goal is to be married and you did not achieve marriage, you also did not fail. You just are still actively trying to grow into that person that you want to be. Now, if you make it to that person and you're married, you also are good. Like, don't feel discouraged now that there's no final phase of the marriage. Like, I've been married now. Now I need to become super married. Like, that's not what it is. And I think a lot of times in a personal life, society, once again, and sometimes people around us, they project their feelings onto us. For me personally, I want to be in a healthy, monogamous relationship. I would love for that to turn into marriage, but that's because I already know I want to be in a healthy, monogamous relationship, and I want to grow and live and thrive with that person. So I want to become married to them and just be like that. I want to live my life like that. But at the same time, if I get to the point where I don't get that, I'm not discouraged. I'm just still working towards it because it is something that I want. But I'm also not going to just jump into it with anybody, because that is, like, I want that person to be my person. You know what I'm saying? And I think that goes with jobs too. You know, sometimes at jobs, we just take take promotions, or, you know, take jobs just to take them. And then you don't even like what you're doing. Like, now you at a job you don't like. You at a person you don't like. Like, your whole life is just surrounded by people and things that you have to do and be around. You don't even like to do and be around. And at the end of the day, it's your life, you know? So don't mistaken growth for trying to achieve someone else's dreams. Because your growth and what you do should only matter to you. And if you have a family, to your family and your partner as well. But it should be you or you guys' decision. It should not be somebody else's dream or decision on how you grow and what you look like when you grow and what you're doing. I think at the end of the day, one of the best feelings is that when you grow for you and you can see the change. And there's another feeling that I love too that I'm going to touch on in just a second. But before we get there, let's jump back into today's recipe. And Our mussels are in here. You're sauteing them with the onions and the garlic and the bacon. And now we need to open these mussels up using a little bit of steam. Now we're doing two things at once here. We're steaming the mussels, but we're also deglazing the pan. Now the fond that I mentioned earlier, F-O-N-D, occurred when we added in the bacon and it started to cook and caramelize. But that's the stickiness on the bottom of the pan. Now, to get that up, we deglaze. So we just add a liquid at a different temperature and it creates this steam, and then everything can come up if we stir it. Now, we usually use wine for this, but I like using, in this recipe, either beer or cider. If you're not a huge beer fan, then you can use cider because it really goes well with this. That little bit of sweetness in here is nice, but we want the alcohol. So let's use some apple cider today. A little bit of apple cider in here. You're going to get that steam. I don't know. That's a sound effect I just made. But you're going to get that steam coming up. Go ahead and stir now. Your pan is going to become smooth on the bottom because everything is cooked, or everything is deglazing and coming up. And then now as your cider heats up and starts to steam, you're going to slowly see those mussels start to open. Now, this is where we round out the flavor profiles. So one thing I like to do is add fresh herbs. Now, I know parsley gets a bad reputation, but you can add parsley here. Especially like Mediterranean areas, we serve a lot of mussels, so you see a lot of parsley in there. But I also love cilantro, so I use a little bit of cilantro here. And I'm going to chop some cilantro up, and I want to put a couple, maybe a teaspoon of red pepper flakes. I like that little bit of spice in there as well. And we're going to round this out with some heavy cream. Now, since we know the heavy cream can curdle, this is the waiting part. Your cider's in already. When it starts to bubble and boil, your mussels are open. Add in your cilantro, stir that around a little bit. And then as soon as all the mussels are open, you can turn off your heat and then add in your cream. Now, if you're doing a huge pot, you can lower your heat and add in the cream. But the cream is kind of finishing the sauce, not needing it to cook the sauce, because your cream will curdle and break. So the cream goes in. You want to stir it around, add a little bit of salt and pepper, adjust it to your flavorings. And now your sauce is ready and your mussels were already ready as soon as they start to open. So now we can plate. So plating these are great, but if you want to plate these and make sure that you are plating presentation-wise, and I feel like the most flavor, I like to take tongs and place my mussels in the plate or the bowl. Usually want to use a bowl for this, or a bowl plate. So you have some sort of like container in it, but you definitely use a bowl of some sorts. And then I like to pour my sauce over the top so that they're pouring inside of the mussels. So that flavor is just going right back into that mussels, and your guests can now, and you, of course, can take and get some of that sauce every time. Now to serve these, I mentioned earlier, mussels and frites. So that's mussels and fries. That's my favorite way. And you dip the fries into the sauce as you're eating the mussels, and the crispiness of the fries with the sauce and that creaminess is great. You also can serve this with my second favorite, which is going to be garlic bread. And you also eating the mussels, then you can dip that bread in the sauce and you're just taking that sauce with the bread. Just delicious either way. But yes, I would say definitely serve this with bread or fries, and you'll be completely fine. Now, last thing I will say, you'll serve this with lemon or lime, and that's because you added that heavy cream at the end. So a little bit of that fresh citrus, and having some of that citrus acid will cut through that cream, and it just makes everything a lot brighter. So I love serving this with a little bit of fresh lemon at the end as well. All right, before we get out of here, let's finish up today's topic. As I was mentioning earlier, one of the best feelings for me is when you can see your own growth. But I think also maybe my second, or it goes back and forth. For me personally, another aspect that really makes me happy is when my close friends or my person that I'm sharing my life with can tell me that they see growth, and they see a positive growth in me. Because I feel like the people that are with you all the time are the, or, you know, like that are just in your life the most, see you the most. They see things you might not even see. So when one of my friends, really like it'd be my friends because I'm single. So one of my friends would be like, yo, like you really grown. Like that's like, you really have grown a little, like, you know, and that those statements for me, everything, because I feel like my personal way of growing is just making sure that I stay authentic to me, but I'm becoming a better me. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better worker. I want to be a better boss to myself and to my employees. I want to do better at whatever I'm doing. And when my friends who really know me, like, can see it, because sometimes you don't see it. It's like working out. Like, sometimes you work out and for 3 months you're seeing yourself because you're going to the gym. But then your friend will notice the difference. And then you look up and just like, oh my God, I really have changed, you know? So like that little bit of push from your friends and family really does help you. So that's definitely something that I look for. And it just really brightens up my day. But either way, as I was saying earlier, you just got to figure out, what is your definition of growth? Are you growing? And if you're not growing, figure out what steps you have to do to grow in whatever part of your life that you're trying to grow. And don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, as humans, and especially for men, one of the things that we really, really suck at is asking for help. And you might need help on all those aspects. If you're not growing at work, but you know people that are growing at work and they're getting the raises and they're getting the looks and everything else, ask them. Ask them how they're doing it if you don't have an idea. And also ask somebody you really trust, like, what am I doing that I'm not achieving these things? Because sometimes it's just a simple fix. I've done that plenty of times in the kitchens, and it's just a simple fix sometimes. But yeah, just don't be afraid to ask for help. Because we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to grow. We all deserve to live the best lives we can live. Life is already hard enough, man. Like, anything we can do to just make it more enjoyable and easier to navigate through, do it. And I hope all you guys are growing out there. I'm definitely trying to grow. I mean, I'm growing my platform too. Shout out. You can check my book out, Cooking Way Through Life, BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com. See, we're growing out here. This started in 2020 with a podcast episode that I thought nobody would listen to. And now we have a podcast, a cookbook, and a YouTube channel coming. So, growth. As my girl Kelly said on Insecure, growth. All right, guys. As always, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you. Thank you so much for giving me part of your day, or your night, or whatever time you took out of your day to listen to the episode. I hope that it helps. I hope that you enjoyed today's recipe. I hope you try it out, and I hope you have a great day. So, see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.